Greg Osher.
Can I call one of the order marks for March 12th? We need approval of the February 26th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Just pass it on to the next person.
Can I send?
Yes.
Didn't recognize you without your skull cap on there.
Sunny Bay staff representing the fire department. Here today, we just got things out on, we'll be number 500. At this time last year, we were at 415, so we're just almost 100 runs over what we were this time last year. And as all know, the year 2018 did not start off well with the structure fire that we had on Broadway. But year to date, we've had 14 actual structure fires. So we've been busy. Would like to let the board members know that I was appointed by the mayor to be, we've now got the acting, or the emergency 911 advisory board going back again. And I was appointed to represent the city of Vincennes.
You're talking about the counties, 911?
Yes. Okay. Yes. On the board is myself, who is also elected chairman of the board, Mayor Estherberg, representing Bicknell. He is the vice chair. Tim Trotter is on it, which is good, with his IT expertise in the background. Rebecca Kirkhoff, reference legal for county. Sheriff Morris, Chief Ken Smith, Benson Township Fire Department, and Chief Hansen, representing Harrison Township, but he was appointed as my commissioner picks. And then John Streeter, EMA. So I will try and keep the board works up to date on what we are doing. Originally, we were going to be quarterly, but with some things that we found at our first meeting last week, we're going to be every month here for probably the first few months. I'd like to report that had a firefighter, Rob Hendrickson, turn in his resignation effective last week, and we should be, by this week, we should have the three great, or the three known that are going to be submitted to PERC for their approval.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Great. Next is Phil. Pass the mic to Phil.
Drop. Phil Cooper, City Inspector. Today we've had 28 violation letters sent out for trash, junk. Also today, we had a pre-bid meeting for the blighted houses, and we'll be opening, I'll be bringing the bids in the chair on the 26th of the Board of Works meeting.
How many's on that?
Just two this time. Hopefully next time, we'll have a few more. I know we got one more. I'm trying to get four more houses.
Yeah.
Also, 13th classroom. So.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks, Phil.
Animal Shelter, Laura.
Laura Harriet, Vincennes Animal Shelter. This year so far, we've taken in 106 animals. We've had 86 adoptions, 3 euthanasias, 12 dogs returned to their owners, and we've transferred 3 dogs out. And as of right now, we have 23 adult dogs in the shelter, 12 adorable puppies, and 12 cats.
No one you met.
No, even the one that's got mange all over its face is adorable.
That's TMI.
And then you were in.
Really?
Done.
Thank you.
Okay, we have no old business, we have new business, business only parking sign, John, come on.
Get your own personal mic here, John.
First, isn't it? Yes, yes. Requesting parking, business parking permit on Harrison, between 6th and 7th. Mark Brennan and I both requesting one each.
So you would request a sign each, right?
Yes.
And it would be marked accordingly?
Yes, sir. The reason being is a lot of people are concerned with getting out on 7th Street because of the traffic. And a lot of people are elderly, and so that's a big concern, so that's why we were here to ask.
And you know that there's a fee, and you have a fee and all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we didn't think there'd be any kind of residential conflict or anything there with, you know, with the neighborhood is now, so.
It'd be on the side where the grass is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your building.
Okay. Chief, you have any questions or concerns? Any warrants? Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
So I'll make a motion to approve the two business only parking signs at the 600 block of Harrison Street facing east. One for Joe McMillan, clock repair and piano tuning, and the other for Mark Brennan and Brennan Shoes.
I'll second the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Hopkin Dock Extravaganza, March 24th, and it's Lord.
We should have said you stay up here.
Okay, Laura Ariel, and this is for the event that, this is our fourth annual event at Ballet Party Supply. We have Carrie's Creation and Photo Booth, and WZDM that sponsor this event for us. So we are requesting that DuBois be closed between 4th and 5th from 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock.
9 to 2.
All right.
And then last year, I don't know if we did it wrong, but we didn't have the barricades. So we also, I talked to Liz, and she said that they could bring the barricades out Friday, and they'd store them in there, so if we could do that.
Well, sure. Okay.
Sure, no problem.
Or, I think it's going to be 3rd, 4th, not 5th, and 6th.
It's set 4th and 5th. It's 4th and 5th.
It's 4th.
Okay.
It's 4th and 5th, that's right.
5th and 6th.
Yeah. Good about it on the 10th. So we're making a motion to close DuBois Street between 4th and 5th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Hop to Adopt Extravaganza. The animal shelter is partnering with Valley Party Supply.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is BD 400 Female and Friends March, April 12th, BD Paralegals. Vanessa Curtin and Karen Nelson.
I'm Carrie O., I'm Vice President of EBA.
I'm Karen Nelson, I'm the President of EBA.
Vanessa Curtin, Faculty Advisor of EBA.
We're here to request permission for an event of the 400 Female and Friends March for April 12th. We have our liability insurance waiver, the route, and a waiver releasable harmless agreement attached. And the purpose of the event is to register and host 400 females and friends from the VU community and surrounding communities to demonstrate solidarity against sexual assault and domestic violence. Since April is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month, this event aligns with the nation's objective of awareness, as well as the hashtag MeToo and hashtag Time's Up movements. Everyone who is interested in keeping victims safe and promoting awareness of the social issue should be there marking on this home as well.
And you've already went to talk with the director?
Yes. We've talked to Mike Morrison as well as, received permission from the SGA to hold the event. And so we should be good to go from the VU's perspective. The route, which is also included in your packet, is going to start in front of Red Skelton. So the streets affected will be West Red Skelton Boulevard, and then down to First, Second, Lindale, and then we'll head back through the parking lot at the Red Skelton. So we are requesting permission that those be closed from 4:30 to 6:00. I've submitted a request to the Vincennes University Police Department as well to ensure that we have them available. And then our VU Emergency Services faculty is going to have student volunteers there as well. This is different than our 5K run, though, so we don't need quite as many emergency personnel, but we have made those requests.
Okay. And the museum knows that you're doing this?
Yes, I've spoken with Deanna Welty, and she is agreeing that this should not be a problem. As a matter of fact, there is a play that same night called How I Learned to Drive, which talks about the same themes of manipulation and violence, and we are encouraging mature marchers, because that the themes are quite mature, to also stay and attend the play.
Okay, great. Sounds good. So.
I just have one thing to add. If at all possible, can we leave Red Skelton accessible for emergency traffic only? When I say that, like the fire truck that is down, you know, on that end, that's the main thoroughfare leading out to 2nd Street. Would that be okay?
If we get 400 people, is that, I think that'll still be.
Well, they're not going to drive through there if there's 400 people.
Right. No.
They'll take an alternative route.
400 people will.
We still have a road closure in Vandenberg that the fire department can get along.
Right, but out to 2nd Street, if they happen to come, the people would gladly step.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we want Vincennes Police involved to help with crowd control. So I don't think that should be a problem.
That's the only thing I'm asking. Let's move that fire truck there with me down to 2nd Street in case there is an emergency.
Okay.
Thanks,
Madison.
Okay, so we're going to, Chief, you saw the route. It's kind of like not last year's Red Skelton Parade, but the year before, where we did those two big blocks around that. So, okay. All right, so we're going to make a motion to approve the route as described on in front of Red Skelton Theater, proceeding 2nd and turning left on Lindale, and then turning left into the parking lot on April the 12th.
You turned me off, Paula, but.
April 12th, from approximately 4 o'clock to 6:30, and with accompanying insurance information and cooperation and collaboration between the BU Public Safety Forces and Vincennes Public Safety Forces.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Nice job, ladies.
We have nothing on this line, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Did they wait full for an hour? I thought they were exactly. Did they call for an hour?